Hey friends, it's the 9th of September, and I want to share with you a new hymn today. It's actually not a new hymn, it's 150 years old. 1865, as a matter of fact, this hymn was written in kind of a cool circumstance, even from the point of view of a pastor, because the story goes like this. This woman named Elvina Hall was sitting in the choir loft. She was part of the choir of her church. It was a Methodist church in Baltimore named Monument Street Methodist. And the pastor's sermon kept going on and on and on. And if you're nodding your head like you totally understand that, I'm sorry as your pastor. God did something great with that long sermon today because it gave Elvina an opportunity to start thinking aside from what the pastor was preaching. And she had no paper to write on, but she had a pencil and she had the hymn book back in the choir loft. So she tore out a fly leaf for the blank page at the beginning of the hymnal, and she scribbled down these lyrics. I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine on all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." I think Elvina liked what she wrote that day, and after the service, she handed the words to her pastor, which I can only imagine what his first thoughts were when someone showed him what they had been doing during his sermons in the hymn book. And he liked the lyrics, and he had also, the same day, the organ player, a guy named by the name of John Grape, who was a coal worker, I believe. John Grape had given the pastor a new tune that he had written, and the pastor immediately realized that the tune that the organist had written and the lyrics that Elvina had written fit together very well. So the two of them got together, the organist, John Grape, and Elvina Hall, and they composed at the preacher's insistence, they composed this hymn, which has become a very famous hymn over the last long time. So we've got this song that is a deeply theological song, and so it's talking about Jesus paying it all, that his blood being poured out has been enough for us. So I want to take just a second today. I just want to ask you, is there a sin from your past that you know that Jesus has forgiven you for, but you are still angry at yourself? You still feel guilt. Whenever something comes up that reminds you of this sin, you just cower, or you just feel down and upset. And I just want to encourage you today, if you can think of something that your mind goes to when a past sin is brought up or you think about it, I just want to remind you today that this song tells us, and God's word tells us, that we are not sufficient. We are not capable of covering our sins. We can try to hide them, but we can't cover them. We can't take care of them. We can't, as the song says, take a crimson stain and wash it white as snow. But Jesus can. Jesus and what he did on the cross is sufficient. So don't you think it's time we let go of those sins that still haunt us? Let's pray together. Father, I know that there are people listening today that have sins that they still feel horrible about, that they still feel guilty about, that they still carry shame around for. And Lord, I don't believe that that's your desire for us. I believe that you have called us to live in freedom. And as Jesus said, if the Son has set you free. You are free indeed. Father, may we remember today that you have washed that sin, and that when you see us, you see pure, lovable children. And so, Father, may we work on remembering how sufficient your sacrifice is, and that, Jesus, you knew of our insufficiency, and because of that, you came in and you did something spectacular, unheard of, unbelievable, unimaginable. And you did it because you love us. May we let go of these past sins, and may we walk in your light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Still repeat that Jesus.